The story of a mother from Meriden, Connecticut, went viral earlier this year when more than 13,000 people signed an online petition asking immigration officials to let her stay in the country. She fled her native Ecuador because of threats of violence. She has a teenage son who was born in the United States, and she's married to a U.S. citizen, but she was set for deportation. Then, reports WSHU's Cassandra Basler, immigration officials changed their minds twice.
Protesters from across Connecticut gather outside Meriden City Hall wearing red T-shirts in support of Nellie Kambikos. They say Kambikos has no criminal record and she's a valued member of the community. Michael Thomas rallies the crowd to ask City Council to stand by Kambikos as she fights her immigration case.
Nellie received a stay this afternoon.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, or ICE, made the rare decision to issue Kambikos a stay on her deportation earlier this month. Kambikos couldn't stop smiling.
Thank you, everybody, for helping me and supporting me and my family.
Kambikos' lawyer says she petitioned a federal court to review her immigration case, so ICE officials said she could stay until that case made it to a hearing. 4 days later, nothing changed with Kambikos' case, but something changed at the department. Erin O'Neill Baker represents Kambikos.
They reassessed the merits of the petition for review and determined that they would not stop her deportation, and they set a new deportation date.
Baker says she's never heard of a case where ICE officials changed their minds like this. A spokesman for ICE says he cannot comment on the case while it's still under judicial appeal. He says unless a court revokes Kambikos' removal order, she has to leave by today.
It was upsetting and it was shocking and disheartening. However, in the time that we're in, where policy is shifting, it was disappointing, but it's kind of the new process.
Baker says her client will leave the country before the Board of Immigration Appeals could get a chance to decide whether to give her a day in court. When Kambikos leaves, she loses her right to an appeal.
It made no sense.
That's David Leopold. He works as an immigration lawyer in Ohio. Leopold says Kambikos' experience with ICE reminds him of his client, Amr al-Adi Otman. Leopold says Otman bought a plane ticket back to his native Jordan. Then he got a call from ICE saying his deportation had been canceled.
I asked them point blank, you know, is there another date set for his removal? And I was told, no, there's no date set for his removal. Just have him check in with us and we'll see where we are.
So Otman goes to the regional ICE headquarters outside of Cleveland with his whole entourage, his wife Fita, who is a U.S. citizen, his lawyer Leopold, and U.S. Congressman Tim Ryan from Ohio.
Agent asks Amr, Fita, and me to come to the back room. You know, the door closes, locks, and he says, I'm not going to mince any words here. I'm taking you into custody today. If my jaw wasn't connected, it would have hit the floor. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing.
ICE detained Otman. He made national headlines when he went on hunger strike in prison. The agency ignored congressional steps to ask for a stay, so ICE used its resources to forcibly remove Otman to his native Jordan 3 weeks ago.
All of those resources are resources that are not going to ferreting out, arresting, and deporting criminals.
Leopold says his client intends to come back to the United States to be with his four U.S.-born daughters. Back in Connecticut, Nellie Kambikos' family could not be reached for comment before her scheduled deportation date. A few weeks ago at Meriden City Hall, I asked Kambikos what advice she had to people facing deportation. She speaks through a Spanish interpreter.
Sigue luchando.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Kambikos' lawyer says she intends to board a plane to Ecuador today. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.